Lieutenant Lenning, it's the final preparation for the regular season for the Buffalo Bills as the Bills get ready to play the Panthers in the preseason. In the practice scrimmage and also the first preseason game, what did you learn from those two games with traffic that leads you to obviously believe that the sheriff's office is ready and good to go for the upcoming season here?
Well, just like the Bills, we use the preseason to really ramp up in preparation for the regular season. We're always evaluating what we do out at the stadium between not only us but our partners at the stadium, and we're constantly trying to figure out better ways to do things and better ways to make sure that both traffic and pedestrians are moving safely.
Is the sheriff's office expecting a busier day tomorrow, especially with it being Kids Day?
With it being Kids Day, we're expecting a typical preseason crowd. We're not expecting a capacity stadium in any respects. But we are expecting a decent side crowd, and we're expecting everybody to come out and really enjoy themselves and have a great time.
Starting with this week, and I'm guessing it's going to continue on throughout the rest of the season, there is a new traffic pattern that fans need to be aware about. Give us the details of that.
So it's twofold. First, we'll address the traffic post-game. So traffic post-game from Abbott and Big Tree will be traveling two lanes westbound toward Southwestern Boulevard. And then as far as pedestrians, the pedestrians are going to have a newly formed pedestrian corridor that's going to travel from the stadium southbound on Abbott Road to Abbott and Big Tree, and then westbound on Big Tree Road to the ECC lots. It'll be coned off. It'll be a pedestrian walkway or pedestrian corridor, very, very similar to what you see at Fieldhouse Drive.
And with this being the last preseason game, is there anything else that you're looking to kind of practice, simulate, or anything like that before the regular season kicks off on September 8th?
Not really. What we're actually just looking to do right now is fine-tune and put subtle reminders out there to people to make sure that you allow yourself plenty of time to get to the stadium, plan your routes, know exactly where you're seating as it corresponds to the gate you enter in, as well as the lot you park in. All of the stadium lots are prepaid passes only, with the exception of the ADAs, and due to the stadium construction, Lot 3 is closed.
And is there anything else that fans may need to know about before they head down to the stadium on Saturday, whether it be for pregame or for the game itself?
Well, it's going to be warm. It's going to be sunny. Sunscreen and plenty of water for the kids.